New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda. At first to show up with cash, PM. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at Zipcar.com.
Amplify your career through training and development solutions specifically designed for federal government professionals. From courses to help you attain or retain certification, to individualized coaching services, to programs that hone your leadership skills and business acumen, Management Concepts optimizes your professional development. Online, in person, individually, or groups, it's training that's measurably better. Learn more at managementconcepts.com. That's managementconcepts.com.
At The Croc, Vanessa's kids play basketball while she unwinds in yoga. And on the way home, they always share tips. That's why the Rodriguez family is famous around town for shooting hoops upside down. They can dunk from downward dog, score three-pointers from crow pose, and make hook shots in headstands. With so many activities, programs, and classes at The Croc, you never know what you'll get into. Join more than a gym when you click the link. The Croc. Get into it.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
BoxingVoice.com.
Four division world champion Mikey Garcia.
Young Bosley, fucking 39, 40 years old.
Production.
New division world champion Jesse Vargas is
honestly, well, who hasn't fought?
Guerrero v Guerrero is a great fight.
Texas hasn't been fighting anything.
In an all-action Mexican fight, though, I think he's going to light up the fans in Texas and also live on the zone. Brilliant fighters and a fight that can only go one way, which is one of pure excitement.
Hasn't been active. That's anybody will tell you that.
No, it's not going to be an easy fight. I don't think it's an easy fight. I don't take easy fights. In fact, there were fights that I turned down because I felt they were too easy. I want to have a challenge. I want to have something that can really push me, that can really motivate me and excite me. And Jesse Vargas does that. I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to show everybody that there's much more I'm accomplished, a lot more to deliver. I want to keep growing that legacy. I want to keep giving the fans fights to remember.
Ain't no other sight in the game to see the boxing board.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another Sunday edition of The Boxing Voice. I am The Boxing Voice, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO or on these Las Vegas streets hunting down my next house. Shout out to Fred, who has an estate. What up? Danny, why are you laughing?
It was just the fact.
Did you see that Akin Barak went to visit and confirm the estate on his social media? Again, shout out to Fred, who has an estate.
Oh, no, I ain't seen none of that.
Yeah, no, because I know a lot of people like taking shots at my man. Dan, you got maximum advertisement here, Fred. As soon as we open up the show, we open up with Fred. But what's up, Daniel?
Shit, champ. Been chilling. Fucking, I got a lot
What was that?
I don't know.
That sounded like a guitar string.
I know, that sounded pretty weird, didn't it? Yeah, but no, I got a lot of shit done around the house today.
What you do? You ain't destroy your opponent like Bam did. But
I ain't do that. But definitely destroy a couple dishes.
Oh.
Like not like destroy them like broken.
No, like you washed them.
Yeah, I washed.
Damn, so you just had like dirty dishes sitting there.
Bro, you know what it is? I have a bucket that sits in my sink and I'll just leave it with soap and bleach. Mm-hmm. And it's like only thing I'm using is a fork because of a foodie fit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'll just throw it in there and then, you know, I had like a couple forks in there, I actually had a pan. Look, I had some shit called a binto or a bunto or bamtu bow or some shit. Bento bow or some
bento
shit.
Bento bow. Bento box?
Nah, it was a bow.
Never heard of bento bowls. Like, I heard of bento box, right? Trav, we heard of bento box. Never a bento bowl.
Never heard of either of them.
What?
No.
You never been to a sushi restaurant to get a bento box?
A bento box? No. And I love sushi.
Right. Let me see something.
What am I grabbing next time?
So, yeah. I had a bento bowl.
Yeah, bro. Everybody got bento box. See, first Google search. Bento box.
But yeah, so check it out. So I got it. Because somebody recommended it to me.
The bow.
Yeah, the bow, and the shit was fire, but I couldn't finish it. So
why?
It was just a lot.
Mm. Foodie Fit got that stomach reduced.
Yeah, so.
Portion sizes.
But yo, like, I had got it.
Shout out to Charlie.
Yeah, anyway, got a lot of shit done, man. Rearranged some furniture, fucking shampooed some carpets, fucking did some laundry of, like, shit that I had just been, like, packed away. That, you know what I'm saying? The winds had fucking move some shit around in the backyard, so fucking just, you know, put that together.
Damn, so he was doing some whole, like, straight up spring cleaning.
Yeah, it was like a fucking like a spring cleaning, because I definitely threw a lot of shit out from the garage. Not a lot, but just certain shit out from the garage that didn't need anymore and shit like that. But yeah, I was telling Trav, you know what really got me going this morning?
Mm-mm.
Bro, Drake's new album. People been shitting on it. Yeah.
Bruh, he be lovey-dovey on that album.
Nah, bro.
Super.
Nah, it got like a cool little funk to it and shit. I don't know what it was, bro.
Super lovey-dovey.
Between
on
that and my Starbucks got me going. I almost didn't come to work.
What?
Yeah, I almost didn't come.
Damn.
I almost didn't come to work, man, because I'm like.
Wow, I thought it got you going. Why was he going to keep you in the house?
Shit, because I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yo, let me see if we got some paint. Because I'm like, I could touch that up. I could touch this up.
Damn, you was in a touch-up type of mood?
Bro,
what the fuck?
Drake, man. I don't know what it was, man. I'm telling you, literally Drake. Oh, yeah, of course. How'd I forget? First thing we did this morning was clean out the jacuzzi.
Okay.
Yeah, the jacuzzi.
Why?
Like, the levels was off. Like, so I guess if the water gets too hot, it kills off some of that chlorine or some shit they were saying.
Uh-huh.
So the levels was off. We just had to throw some chemicals in there and, you know, let it do its thing. But Matt Ben 100 with a $5 super chat saying, Bam is a force. He's almost... Come on, Matt Ben. Why are you saying that? Talking about he's almost a slick black fighter. He stopped that geriatric. Steph will school MJ. Triple G is an asshole because Canelo said so. Shout out to you, Matt Ben. Appreciate the super chat.
Yeah, man. Let's get into it, bro. Last night. Wow. You know, I went back and read the comments and people are like, oh, what were these guys watching? It felt like they had Bam losing at first. And it's like, bro, you can't even give someone credit. You got to be all the way riding their jock strap. You can't just be like down the line calling it the way you see it. Like, come on, bro. Rungs V out hit Bam with a lot of body shots with that right hand. Whether Bam took them, whether it was part of Bam's plan to take them, bro, none of that matters. Only thing that matters is that we call it down the middle. And if one guy is landing punches, we say that and not ignore it, bro. Like, you know, there was a point till I think about the sixth round where I felt like Rungs V out was still in that fight. Like, you know, keep coming forward, eating certain shots, you know. So Bam, I mean, like the title says, do you think a star is born? Like, you heard that arena last night. And now, you know, taking the belt from Cuadras, doing what he did now.
Nah, he ain't taking it.
It was vacant?
It was vacant.
Okay, doing what he did with Rungs V out. I mean, is that enough for the casuals, or is this always going to be a hardcore fans division, or does this division cross over?
Does it cross over? You know, I hope it does. I hope it does, and I think that Bam might be the one, Ness. And the reason I'm really big on this idea is because, think about it, who have we had at those weight classes in recent memory? Name me one American.
Oof. Isn't Too Sharp? Wasn't he in there?
I mean,
Raiz Salim.
Rashid was there for a little bit.
Warren.
Yeah, but I'm saying, no, I mean, Raiz at 22. We talking about 15. Like, you know.
15?
Like, those are low weight classes.
Yeah.
But guess what? Like, you have Bam Rodriguez right there as an American. So, you know, I think there's fights that that makes sense for him, and I think there's fights that also, you know, could possibly help him get to that level. Like, bro, for me,
I mean, Shakur Stevenson, you seen what he said, right? Or do I need to screen share that? Maybe I should, right? I mean, Shakur said in 2 years, guess who he wants him to fight in 2 years?
Inoue.
Inoue the Monster.
Inoue.
But Shakur also gave him very high praise, saying that he always knew he was special. Let me see. Where is that?
Yeah, bro. There's some great, not good, there's some great fights for Bam at 15. Like, Ioka's fighting Dani Nietes in a couple weeks. Ioka, obviously, one of the top guys in the division. He is a WBO champ at 115. So I would love to see that. I would love to see that.
So let me get a screen share here because I don't know. We got to talk about it. This is a talk show. Shakur tweeted it, retweeted it, but I don't know that he's endorsing Eddie more than he's endorsing actual Bam, who's at is 210 Bam. So 210 Bam is quote tweeting Eddie. And before I get into Bam's message, I'll read Eddie's message that Bam is endorsing by quote tweeting it. Eddie says, back in February, Bam Rodriguez took a world title shot on 2 weeks' notice, two divisions above his weight class. That night, he beat Cuadras. Last night, he stopped Rungs V out. At 22 years of age, he is now being considered for the pound-for-pound list. This really is just the beginning at DAZN Boxing. So, Bam quote tweeted that and said, knew my life was going to change this year. So grateful for everything that's been coming my way. Black heart emoji. So, Core retweeted that. Is he on a pound-for-pound list? Because
no.
He took the fight on 2 weeks' notice. He jumped up two weight classes, and he just beat a former world champ that was a franchise champ.
No. He's not there yet. You get what I'm saying? He's not there yet, and that's okay. That's okay. Look, he's the youngest world champion in boxing. He's not there yet, and that's okay. I don't think he's not there yet because he's not talented or because he doesn't have what it takes. He's just not there yet, and that's because of your favorite word, simply just the accolades. You get what I'm saying? He won the vacant title in a fight against Cuadras where he looked great. Cool. You know, he looked sensational against Soran Visay last night. That's great. You know, but he's just not there yet, Ness. And that's fine, and he will get there. He will 1,000,000% get there. He will, no doubt in my mind, reach that pound-for-pound top 10 list. I don't believe he is there yet. I do believe that if he fights the winner out of Ioka Nietes or a Chocolatito, I think that, you know, he can help his case. Obviously, everything else matters because you can drop from the pound-for-pound list without fighting based on what other people are doing, right? Mm-hmm. So he's not there yet, and that's okay. That's okay, you know. Like I said, I think that he will get there.
I think you said it. That's okay.
Yeah, I think he'll get there soon enough.
Let me get a screen share. See something else. This is Shakur Stevenson, and he's saying, I'm picking Bam in 2 years, I promise. Sorry, but this kid is so special. So he's quote tweeting someone else that says he got smoked by the monster, for real, for real. Nobody touching Inoue for years to come. I would love for Bam to take out all four of the kings. And then Shakur obviously endorsed that by saying he can do it in 2 years. He being?
Bam Rodriguez.
Exactly. But before that, he says, bro, that kid's so special. And he been special. Crazy thing about it. So that triggered me because we have to touch on the fact that even Robert said all we wanted was for Bam to get an opportunity to prove how special he was. So the ball or the blame or the finger is being pointed at Top Rank, who had both the Franco brothers. And I don't know if you know the story exactly, but he was released, wasn't he?
Bam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to be mad over there. So then he has another one that says, Bam is one of my favorite fighters. Wow, he's so special. I would love to see him versus the monster. Just give him 2 more years.
Yo, that's weird as fuck, given that Top Rank has a great relationship with Tekken, because I know Tekken is co-promote Bam. So you get what I'm saying? It's weird that occurred, but... Yo, look, nonetheless, I'm happy for him. Like I said, I think there's great fights at 15 for him. Chocolatito is there. Like I said, again, the winner of Ioka and Nietes.
That's a good fight because Chocolatito's old, so he could just keep taking out these old guys. Like, how old was Cuadra?
In his 30s for sure.
He's getting mad credit for taking out all these dudes that, let's be real, that, you know, that's what you're supposed to do as a dude that's 10 years younger than you. Take the ass out.
So, you know, there's definitely straps for him to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, opportunities.
Let's see what the plan is going to be for DAZN, you know, because now they got something. They got a Matchroom USA fighter now. You know, that San Antonio stadium or venue seem to be pretty lively.
No question about it. You know, and obviously, you know, Matchroom must have really felt something with Bam. For, you know, it's his first title defense. You're letting him headline in his hometown. So clearly they felt that he had more than enough to not just have success in the ring, but have success at the box office as well, mm-hmm. because it was his show.
It most certainly was his show. They were definitely cheering for him when he came out. It was electric in there, and he put on a star-making performance. Do you believe a star is born? I believe a star is born.
I believe a star was conceived last night.
Pretty much same shit, but okay. No, conceive. Okay, so he's got 9 months to blow.
You know what I'm saying?
He's still in the fetus.
He might be a preemie though. He might be a preemie. Maybe born at 6 months.
Uh-oh, that's bad. Uh-oh, what's going on here? Uh-oh.
Oh fuck. Alrighty.
All right. You think it's the cable, maybe?
I mean, I just put it in and out.
All right, bet.
But, Ness, let me catch up to a couple of Super Chats before we do move forward. We have Rod in the 870 with a $2 Super Chat saying, why do black fighters have to do so much? And then in parentheses, he put pound for poundless question mark.
I don't know, because Danny didn't put Bam in the pound for poundless, so.
I mean, he's not there yet.
I mean, you didn't make it clear.
Yeah, so...
I guess you can't read, you know, what Eddie wrote, because then you're kind of like endorsing it.
Mm. Bones 13 with a $2 Super Chat saying, last night was fire. Hashtag Texas Takeover.
We got James Benitez that says, Ness, what in the heck was you watching? Dude was getting hit. No, dude was getting his butt whooped. Bam a star. I think Bam versus Inoue is a big fight for him next year. Again, what are you talking about? When did I say anything other than my man landed some body shots? He was definitely doing some body work. Y'all better stop trying to rob old boy of his body work, man. So, I don't know. We should probably screen share this as well. This is Robert Garcia. No, not this. Sorry.
What are you trying to say, champ?
No, that was the wrong thing. Fucking...
Okay, Ness over here fucking up, but it's all right. Nah. If you are tuned in right now, on youtube.com/theboxingvoice, make sure to subscribe. Make sure you like. Over 250 people tuned in, only 52 likes. Shit not adding up, clearly. So make sure to go ahead, like, subscribe. And as always, we do appreciate your super chats as they will go towards, you know, our gas and our road trip down to Houston and see the unified two-division world champion Shakur Stevenson. That's right. We going down to H-Town. What Drake say, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
We doing 2 of 3.
Okay, so this was the screen share that I needed from Robert Garcia. So this is Jim Bone. It says, Robert told me and a dozen of my clients at the Canelo fight in San Antonio that Bam would do exactly what he's doing. And then Robert Garcia obviously quote tweeted him to endorse that as truth and saying, Bam just needed a chance to showcase his skills. And at Matchroom and Eddie Hearn gave us that opportunity. So there you go. They're grateful.
No, I mean, obviously when you work for something so hard, especially when you work for something your whole life, Ness, you just want that chance. You just want that opportunity to show like, yo, this shit is for real. Like, I've put the work in. I'm really like that. I'm really special. I'm really the truth. You get what I'm saying? And I belong here. I'm the youngest world champion in boxing for a reason. And they got to showcase that last night. And not just did they get to do it last night, but they got to do it in front of his people in San Antonio, Texas. So that was huge. Definitely expect only bigger things for Bam because he clearly could sell tickets.
People were referencing Lomachenko when talking about Bam.
Because of his footwork and the way he's able to create angles?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, to me, Bam's his own fighter, but yeah, I could see the comparison. You know, and I kept saying it time and time again. I'm like, want to see the jab, want to see him get his shit off and create that angle, get the fuck out the way. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the shot that Soran Visa didn't see coming, just like it was a shot that Cuadras didn't see coming that sat him down. You know, it was the shots that Soran Visa didn't see coming last night that eventually, you know, helped Bam get to where he needed to get to for that onslaught. Like, I don't care what people are saying. I'm not saying that Soran Visa was taking some rounds. I'm not saying that, you know, it was an even fight, nothing like that. But Bam was taking a lot of those right hands to the body mm-hmm. from Soran Visa. And on occasion, you could tell that he felt them. You get what I'm saying? So for him to create those angles the way he did, that's where he's going to have his success. And that's where so many people are going to have so many problems when they step into that ring with him.
Absolutely, man. On that Matchroom side, what do you think they can offer him next?
It's one of those days where to-dos are all over the place. On today's list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m., returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9, scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash PM, and picking up Cousin Rick at Reagan at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands, at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included, which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
The United States Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization. Border Patrol agents enjoy great pay, outstanding federal benefits, and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives for newly appointed agents. If you are looking for a way to serve something greater than yourself, consider the United States Border Patrol. Learn more online at cbp.gov/careers/USBP. That's cbp.gov/careers/USBP.
Because let's be real, Cuadras, Rungs Vial, those are two tough fights. Do you think they, you know, go chocolatito, or do you think they now slow it down, give them some sort of other fight to come back home to keep building the draw and star power?
No, you know, he won a vacant title, so if I'm not mistaken, you got
two mandatories.
Two mandos. So Ranvisai, he was the one that was supposed to take the fight originally. Mm-hmm. That did not happen. And because that did not happen, you know, he got the opportunity last night. So, you know, the beautiful thing about it, Ness, mm-hmm. is that Chocolatito is next up.
Oh, wow. What a schedule you have to go through to keep that belt. Wow. Cuadras, Rungs Vial, Chocolatito. Wow.
You know, Chocolatito's next up. Just want to remind everybody that Chocolatito won the vacant WBC Diamond. You get what I'm saying? So he won the WBC Diamond. He won the WBC Diamond, and now he's in line after he beat Julio Cesar Martinez. Mm.
Does that automatically put him in because that's a diamond. That's kind of like...
Yeah, but he's number one in the rankings, though.
It's like Callum and shit.
No, I hear you, but he's number one in the rankings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he would be next in line. He doesn't have a fight scheduled. He is with Matchroom. Very feasible fight for Eddie Hearn and for Bam and Chocolatito to make.
Yeah.
You know, number two it was Soran Vsai. I'm sure that'll, you know, then change, be updated. But yeah, Chocolatito's next up, and I think you take that one to LA.
Mm.
I think you take that one to LA, and I hope they take
it. But he's from San Antonio.
That's cool, but at the end of the day, Chocolatito has made a name for himself in the LA area.
Mm-hmm.
Many fights at the Forum, or not many, but you know, he's fought at the Forum. He's fought, so it's like, to me, Bam training out there, the Mexican people still gonna come out. The Nicaraguan people still going to come out. You do that one in L.A. He beats Chocolatito. Going to be hard to keep him off that pound-for-pound list.
Even though he's beating non-current champions, non-current belt holders.
He's beating
they're just former champs.
Yeah, but former champs who have... Bam and Chocolatito was pound-for-pound. Like, you get what
was.
I'm saying?
You preferenced it. As past tense.
Yeah, no, that's cool, but it's like, so boxing is what you've done for me lately, right? So he just beat Julio Cesar Martinez. Last year, I felt that he beat Gallo Estrada.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the people felt he beat Gallo Estrada in Dallas last year. And before that, a couple fights before that, he beat Khalil Yafai. You get what I'm saying? And that's where he then became champion again.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he then became champion again. So he literally went through the ringer for years after getting knocked out to Soran Visa. It was like 2 years, bro. And he came back, did what he had to do, put himself in position, and he beat a current champion. So after that, he tries to unify with Gallo Estrada, loses via split decision in a fight that a lot of people felt he won. So... you know, if it's not Chocolatito, well, Gallo, you're supposed to be the champ. Right now, you couldn't fight. Cool. You got that franchise. Let's get rid of that. Mm. Either one. Let's get rid of it.
So you saying Estrada?
Either one.
Or Chocolatito?
Either one. Mm. You know, Estrada being a franchise, Chocolatito not just being a legend and a future Hall of Famer, first ballot, no question.
I thought it was Rungs Vial was the franchise. I can't believe it's oh wow.
No, it's Estrada. It's Estrada. Estrada won the WBC belt that Bam currently holds. He won that from, it was March of last year in Dallas, in that unification with Chocolatito. And you get what I'm saying? Well, no, I'm sorry, I'm lying. He defended it. He won the BA, and you get what I'm saying? So now Either guy, man. Either guy.
Well, that was your main event. On the co-main, Do you remember who it was? Because it wasn't Jessica.
No, 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 yes.
The co-main was MJ.
Yes, Ahmed Dahlia versus Ronnie Rios.
Yeah, you know, good fight for MJ. He got some rounds that probably were needed.
I just love the way you said it. Yeah, you know.
I mean, you know, good win for him. He got the stoppage late. You know, I was mad because I didn't get my bet, but everyone else bet trifecta knockout. McCaskill, Bam, and that one, MJ.
But the issue is you got to think that my bookie does not offer that.
No, because that's all TKO, TKOs. Like, anyway.
Which is why we bet the over-under, because we like,
all
right, cool.
No, because I had mixed it with some money lines, remember? So maybe if I would have did all TKO parlay, it lets you.
Mm.
But the point is that Sean Du, who I know personally, bro, made $278 off of $10 with McCaskill, KO, Bam, KO, MJ, KO.
Mm.
That's crazy, bro.
Off $10.
Off my, yo, those are the people I picked to stop everybody. I called it, except I did it. I didn't do it that way. I did the dumbass parlay. I'm so tight, man. So tight. That was, damn, bro.
Yo, you know a fight that was announced as confirmed and done, and we just haven't heard shit in like a month and a half, almost 2 months about the fight?
What?
No date, no venue, nothing.
What?
Yo, Michaela May and Alicia Baumgartner.
Yeah, but they never had a date or a venue. It just said it was announced for later on in fall.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's been a month already. You think that they would have gave us something.
I mean, fall, September.
It's 2 months away.
No, three, I four.
Mean, two and
we're in June.
Two in a few days. Yeah.
July will be the seventh month, so September two would be yeah.
Yeah, last week.
Two to three.
Today's Sunday.
I got a super chat from James Benitez. You see it?
I see it.
Second one.
$5 says Bud gets all the credit in the world for beating has been champ. So don't discredit Bam. Bam will be beating.
Bro, why you gotta use the word discredit? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a strong word. Yeah, that's a strong word. I don't like that word.
Mm-hmm.
Ramon Gastelum with a $2 super chat. Pretty sure that's just Raymond Gaslam. But he says, talk about Sonny saying Bam skipped 112 purposely. Sonny Edwards said that? No, he ain't say that.
Yeah, I seen him saying something yesterday.
No.
Yeah, but it don't matter, bro. Edwards got smoked by somebody and then dipped out the division. Wasn't it him?
Nah, he's undefeated.
Bro, he's going to make me go through his record. Bro, he lost a fight that he got a gift decision for. Then he moved up. Wasn't he the matter of fact, Eddie Reynoso, ain't it? Is either him or his brother that Eddie Reynoso's fighter beat the hell out of?
Nah, that's his brother, bro. You thinking of Julio Cesar Martinez that who the fuck? I'll tell you right now. Hold on.
You sure it's his brother?
Yeah.
Because I remember that. My man moved up. Like, I'm good. I don't want the rematch.
Hold on. I got you. Boom. It was. One sec. Charlie Edwards.
Okay.
It was Charlie Edwards. Yeah, it was Charlie Edwards, but that was at 112.
So it wasn't him?
No.
It was his brother.
Yeah, it was Charlie.
Cut from the same cloth, man. Mm. Straight up.
Yeah, Sonny only got 4 knockouts and 18 wins.
Talking like that. He ain't even built like that. Somebody said Sonny got like 1 game.
Can I get a screen share? For those of you asking, remove all the lower third, top third, middle third. Remove all that shit. Remove the Walgreens tampon.
You got to do that.
Oh, damn. But yeah, for those of you asking who Sonny Edwards is, here he is.
22% KO ratio.
Yeah.
When's the last time he fought?
He fought in March. Fought in March against Muhammad Wasim.
Oh, wow. Never heard of him. Yeah. Never heard of him.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. His record not really like that for real.
He He just talking like that.
Yeah. We good on the screen share. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know why would he say those things? You think he just, you like, yeah, cool, I'm gonna say that, get this fight. You think it's that simple or not?
Yo, did you see what I mean, bro? I mean, subscribe to these weirdos.
Who?
Look. This is Danny reading, y'all. This is a live podcast. He's reading. So I'm giving you something to listen to. Elevator music.
You want me to read it out loud?
No.
Where'd that come from?
Cut the mics. Raise it.
I didn't hear anything.
Yo, fucking Trav. Okay. Yo, so is Robert Garcia an underrated trainer or what?
Nah, I think Robert gets his flowers as he should. Mm. People know he liked that.
I mean, you know, people were like, it was some whispers when Virgil left.
Yeah, bro. But I'm going to be honest with you. Bro, as a fighter... As a fighter, that's your fault. That's your fault. Robert ain't just recently start working with a fuck ton of fighters. Mm-hmm. This ain't nothing new. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Robert spoke to me. I got the interview. You get what I'm saying? He told me, he says, I would do it again. I went where I felt my services were most needed that on the night. Is it unfortunate? Sure. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously as a trainer, you want to be able to be there and put the work in with your fighter. But guess what? Bam just knocked Soran Vesai out and Robert wasn't there for the second half of training camp. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, Robert is a highly solicited trainer who trains a lot of fighters. Mm-hmm. There's a team for a reason. And
which is crazy, you know? Touching back on that, bro, like, him not being with Bam, in secret too. Like, we didn't know. Only Bam knew. And the team, you know what I mean? And like you said, look, Bam performed well. So some people use it as an excuse, though.
I mean, look, he didn't knock out Cuadras, but he knocked out Soran Vesai. So if anything, the tougher task, the bigger name, the former world champion, because Cuadras was not, he made the easier work of, in the sense of he got him out of there. Did he get touched more in this fight versus a Cuadras fight? Perhaps, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear no excuses. My boy did his thing. Mm-hmm. Robert, I believe he gets his due credit. I believe so. You know, and he has all those world champions hanging on his wall at RGBA for a reason, because mm-hmm. he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys for sure. BX Don 122 with a $2 super chat saying, get Bam on the show. Something that was being spoke about, something that, you know, will happen.
Yep.
You know, in due time.
Mm-hmm. So, I wanted to talk about, I guess, McCaskill. It looks like Chantel Cameron. Courtney is calling her out.
No, motherfucker, Chantel Cameron.
Chantel Cameron.
Shit.
Is calling her out. Yeah. Not Courtney.
No.
Not Chantel Courtney.
It's Shannon Courtney. But no, she's not calling her out, no.
No, it's the other one.
It is the 140-pound champ.
Shannon Courtney. Cameron. So what do you think about that?
You going to pull it up?
What?
I mean, what was she calling her out on?
Post fight.
But that's what I'm saying. On what? On Twitter, no?
I don't know. Rob has it here in the chat.
Okay. Trying to pull it up. Trying to see where it may be. Let's see. But I do want to show this.
What?
Which I found to be
she looked diesel.
Sadly true. This is Rick Ramos, obviously Jessica McCaskill's trainer, manager, saying last night's victory for Jessica McCaskill derailed any chance of a rematch with Katie Taylor. McCaskill hurt a true middleweight. Katie would get stopped in a rematch. Jessica is too big of a puncher. And obviously showing this picture of Jessica McCaskill. Just looking your thoughts ripped on that.
I mean, I think that Rick is a very solid manager and trainer and even better content creator. And this is content. This is a piece of content purposely made to invoke conversation about that fight. He wants people to say, man, she ain't knocking out Katie. That girl might have been a middleweight, but she ain't got the skills of Katie. You know what I'm saying? And then he gets the fight that he wants. Look, for McCaskill, there's only two big fights out there. There is Clarissa Shields, who threw some shade at McCaskill by saying 143. What the fuck is that? I thought it was 147. You can find it on her Twitter. And obviously Katie Taylor. Those are the two biggest fights for McCaskill. I may be missing or forgetting any other female that can make a big fight with McCaskill. Do you know any?
That can make a big fight with her? I mean, big?
Yeah, big.
Katie. Chantel Cameron.
I don't know that Cameron is on the level of a Shields versus McCaskill or a Katie versus McCaskill.
No, I don't think it's on that level, but I think you take it across
the pond. So you're saying
it's
the third best option? That's the third best option? Cameron?
I honestly, I'm not really a fan of the Clarissa fight, for real.
And when you say you're not a fan, what do you mean?
Clarissa started her career
bigger?
At 68.
But yeah, she's come down.
She has come down.
So Rick obviously is going to want Clarissa in a 47-pound fight or even 1 or 2 pounds less than that, because McCaskill allegedly isn't big and doesn't need to fight at 47. Yesterday, weighed in at 44.
I mean, yeah, Jessica started at 35, but one sec. But yeah, so it's like you got a girl that started at 30, actually, and then you got a girl that started at 68. Not really, like, appealing to me, for real.
Again, Rick talked about it. He's willing to do it at a catch weight.
Yeah, but...
And Rick talked too much about Shields, let's be real. He's got nothing nice to say about Shields, so it would be good to see what happens.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not as open to the fight because I don't think it's a realistic fight. I don't see Clarissa coming down to 47. You know, 21 pounds lighter than when she started her professional career.
Oh, whoa. She was just down to like 50-something or 47.
No, 54. 54.
How long ago?
I mean,
and she made that easy. And then what did she weigh in for her other shit? For her MMA shit.
I mean, yeah, so her last fight was at 60. And then she did have those two fights at 54.
Uh-huh.
That was it. Two fights at 54.
And what about that MMA weigh in? That PFL one.
Yeah, I'll check for you one sec.
Because, look, she got down to 53, 53 and a quarter, 53 and a half.
I'm pulling that shit up for you. Give me a sec.
No problem.
Give me a sec. Yeah, 53 and a half, bro, but that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, cool. I'm glad you said that. So... Yeah, the highest Jessica has ever weighed is 46. So, yeah, I just don't see them finding a weight.
Listen, if Pacquiao and Margarito could do a 51, if Floyd and Canelo could do a 52, knock it the fuck off, bro. What you trying to save Jessica or what? Because what weight did Floyd start? What weight did Pacquiao start? Like, you told, Jessica started at 30, 35, like... Bro, Canelo started at fucking 40. Like, that shit don't mean nothing. This is a big fight. There ain't no other big fight.
So what is the
So it's cool. It's cool for Jessica to be the bigger girl, undisputed at 47, calling out the little girl and Katie? Nah. You can't have your manager, boyfriend, trainer. He talked cash shit about Clarissa. Let's be real. We had him on the show. He talks cash shit about Clarissa. So make that fight. Fuck all that.
At what weight?
51, 52. At the weight the champ want. Let's be real. Clarissa is the one with more accolades. Clarissa's on the pound for pound. Don't get me wrong. Maybe McCaskill's on there because... Because women's boxing.
I mean, what in what world would an undisputed champion not be on a pound for pound list?
In no world. I mean, in plenty of world, actually. ESPN's list, they took two undisputed champs off. So, you know, in this very same world. But, I mean, somebody said Serrano. Would Serrano move up to fight?
I mean, I know that's a fight that they've wanted in the past.
They could definitely do that shit. Where? Chicago? I don't know, because that's Chicano versus Boricua. That needs to be somewhere.
I mean, New York.
Somewhere, right. New York. Because you got to capitalize on the Mexican shit from her, so it could be like a, you know, because Puerto Rican-Mexican rivalry in boxing exists.
They not, let me tell you.
Mexican like that?
No. That ain't no.
Meanwhile, she wore the Mexican poncho into the ring.
No, I'm just saying, like, in Chicago, her fans are her fans. Mm-hmm. It ain't like, oh, the Mexicans are coming out for Jessica.
But this is a natural boxing rivalry, so Mexicans will come out because she's fighting a Puerto Rican.
So where do you do it at?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just arguing for the rivalry.
You said no to New York, so...
Because I feel like it's unfair for her. Unless we Google and the demographics of Mexicans are equal.
I'm almost certain more Mexicans in Chicago than New York, but I just don't think that it matters. Mm. Why the fuck does it matter? Like, I don't think that yesterday she wore that to bring out Mexican people. I think yesterday she wore that because they were in San Antonio.
Oh, so you saying she only did it to fucking pander?
No, it's not like that's cool. I'm not like I don't have an issue with her doing it. I think it matters more than it really does. I think her fans...
Uh-oh, I just got an interview that says Clarissa Shields opened a fight at 147, is already champ at 68, 60, and 54.
Okay, if she's willing to make the way... I just don't think, because my thing is she ain't sticking around at 54. She went back up to 60. Yeah, but it wasn't no names.
She beat some girl named Coying or some shit like that, right? Emma Coying or... Isnok, some shit, like some weird first name girl. I don't know. Emma Cozing, yeah. Yeah, like, bro, would you, like, who the hell is Marie-Eve Ducati? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they not Jessica McCaskill. That's who they not. They not even Alicia Napoleon.
Nah, I don't have an issue with the fight, to me.
No, I know you don't. No,
to me, I just don't see somebody even that started Ivana at 68.
Like, she got a fan base.
I just don't know that she can cut down to 47.
And I've seen videos of Clarissa saying that she doesn't like to cut because she loses her butt, but that she could cut. And she can cut because, you know, she got plenty of butt to lose. I got New York Bullet that says Jessica going down to 40. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Why are you going to 40 when your man be talking all that smackety smack about Clarissa? Not that I don't love Rick. I'm just trying to help him get the biggest fight for her because it's only Katie or Shields. Those are the two biggest.
I mean, which one you think is bigger, though?
Accolades-wise, Shields. All day, every day. People will argue with me and say Katie's bigger, which she probably is from a marketing standpoint or a dollar standpoint or a pay-per-view standpoint or an international standpoint. But Clarissa is the big accolades. Clarissa is champ at... Three different divisions, undisputed in two.
I don't think it's an argument for accolades, but you just don't think that the rivalry that Katie and Jessica have had, that and, you know, them being more in the natural weight classes versus a great, you know.
Nah, we always love the little guy moving up to fight the big guy, and that in this case is the littler girl moving up to fight the bigger, slicker, more talented, super double gold medalist. So it is going to sell because... Jessica is the true definition of Rocky. She comes from Chicago. She wasn't a boxer. She was in finance and then did the Rocky story. She's living the American dream. Like, yeah, you sell that.
I just don't know that it's bigger than a Katie rematch.
I mean, what are you going to do? Rematch Katie in Ireland?
No, nah, I mean, she went out there the first time. Bring it to New York. Bring it to the same venue she just got paid $1 million
in. That's what I'm saying. Maybe because of what just happened in that venue. There's people that don't think Katie won.
But regardless, New York City has the largest Irish fucking population. Chicago has a large Irish population. God damn it. Do it in either city. Dang. Shit, Jessica went out there the first time coming to Chicago. There's plenty of Irish in Chicago.
That's a good fight.
They dyed the whole motherfucking river green.
This is a good fight.
Because there's so many motherfucking Irish in Chicago. They ain't dyeing the river red and green for the Mexicans. They dyeing the river green for the Irish, though.
Bumgarner mayor winner, like Amin says, that's not bad for McCaskill.
I like.
She's got to go down mad weight, though. Could she make 35 again?
I mean, yeah. I think that they're going back down for a reason.
Well, like, they're going to 40, not 35.
I'm saying, but they're going back down. I think that they see in their eyes more opportunity there. Because you got Serrano
there.
You got Cameron there.
Let's hope that Eddie presents them with an opportunity at that weight. Because they don't have a belt. If Rick is smart, which I know he is, and when he gets to this show, I hope he listens this far, he needs to activate the WBC. And just force the fight with Katie. Move back down. As the undisputed champ, you want to challenge the 135-pound champ. Easy peasy.
You know,
you could do it with the WBC or with the WBO. Send a petition to both. They both do that. They both got the same clause.
The only reason I don't know that it's that simple.
Because they women?
I don't mean that in a sexist way. I just mean that there's rules that men champions have that women champions don't have.
Sounds sexist. Not on your part, but it just sounds sexist.
You get what I'm saying? So it is for that I don't know that it's as simple as, hey, just activate the... No, you get what I'm saying? So I don't know.
You know what is simple?
I don't know that it's that
Hitting
simple.
That thumbs up button and subscribing to the YouTube channel, because guess what? Not only did we crush it and get to our goal of 147,000, but now we're like 151 people away from 148,000. So yesterday was a good idea to do the BAM show, as we've gained some significant followers since then. So all we need is about another 151. It'd be amazing to wake up to
150,000
subscribers on YouTube. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell some more friends. We appreciate you rocking out with us right here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. So anything else we need to touch on? Obviously, we touched on McCaskill.
Yeah.
We touched on the main event.
Yeah.
There were a few other cards, I mean, fights on that card that were decent.
Yes. Raymond Ford, you know, I thought he put up a nice performance. I thought
he did do his thing.
I thought that, like I said yesterday on the live chat, I think it is the best performance I've seen him in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I may have missed a fight. I'm not sure. But off the top of my head, you know, and I've seen him fight in person a couple times for sure. He looks sharp. I thought that.
He was a lot more aggressive as well.
A lot. And, you know, I thought he was taking the instruction well from the corner, because.
Shout out Coach
Anthony. Yeah, Coach Anthony was telling him, yo, what the fuck you doing? Why is you in front of him? Mm-hmm. And you get what I'm saying? We saw him adjust. So, yeah, man, shout out to Raymond Ford. And want to give, you know, Terrell Stevenson his credit as well. I know he was working the camp with Raymond for, I'd say, about the last couple weeks. So shout out to the whole team. Shout out to everybody that made that possible. And shout out to the people, you, the fans that are listening in. And for those of you that would like to call in when we do open up the phone lines, the number to call in, 425-569-5241. You do have to press 1 time. So if you are currently on Block Talk, make sure to press number 1 to let us know that you'd like to talk. And obviously, you can call in via Discord as well.
Speaking of Block Talk, looks like we got some callers in Long Beach, possibly.
Mm.
I'm going to you right now after this quick little message.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
562, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
What's up, brother? We hear you perfectly.
Oh, what's up, bro? So what do you think on Canelo Triple G? Is he going to knock him out?
I hope Canelo knocks him out.
I used to think, after the second fight, let me tell you, I thought that after the second fight, I'm like, if they run it back in May, which only would have been 8 months, 9 months later, I thought that Canelo would have knocked him out then. You know, I was thinking he would knock him out before the Bivol fight. I don't know, man. I guess we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see because...
You think Canelo's more dangerous now? Like he was saying, you know, you think that Triple G has a puncher's chance? Because, you know, the power is the last thing that...
Yeah, he always...
Yeah, well, you're always going to have a puncher's chance.
He always going to have a puncher's chance. The thing is that Triple G is a notorious puncher, so I think he has more than a puncher's chance. Canelo's been looking...
But he's not knocking out Canelo.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Look, both men took their best shots from one another. Like, they both took their best shots. I just think that what Canelo had showed previous to the Bivol fight, you know, creating angles, phenomenal defense... you know, being more aggressive, getting some stoppages, I thought that is what would happen in the third fight. But after the Bivol fight, I don't know. If I had to put money on it right now, I'm saying Canelo UD.
You think Canelo what?
Decision. If I had to put money on it right now, like right this second, I would say Canelo decision.
You don't see him knocking out Triple G?
Not right now.
Kind of like not right now, huh?
Yeah, once we see him in camp, I don't care what people say, Ness might shit on me for this. I want to know if he's still doing his partial vegan shit or not. I do want to know that. And I just want to see how he looks in camp. Let's remember he's coming down in weight, and Golovkin is moving up in weight. So just things to consider.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Hey, who do you think will win? This question. Bivol or Better Beard?
You know, great fight once again.
That's a great fight.
You know, Bivol showed a lot in his fight, and obviously Better Beef has shown what he's always shown in his power against Joe Smith. I did expect that, not that early, but man, if I had, I don't know that I could pick right now. I think that's a 50-50 fight. I'm stupid. Yeah, I think it's a 50-50 fight.
Kind of like CrossFit Extreme, huh?
Similar to that.
All right, champ. Yeah. Thank you for calling in. We're going to get to our next caller.
The king is what I mean.
I mean, what up?
What's good, fellas? What's good?
What up?
Yo, one thing y'all didn't talk about, I don't want to start off with, I'm going to leave y'all with it, but Stephen Fulton versus Ogden Elliott, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know Kel said, you know, in the background, like, he think Fulton got that. Of course, Fulton is a consummate boxer, so I think, you know, I like the boxer over the puncher, but, you know, that kid MJ looked good. He kind of reminds me of like Jean-Claude Van Damme in a Street Fighter movie with that fucking beret on, a Universal Soldier, some shit like that.
Yeah, and, nah.
I like that fight.
It's funny because I was thinking the same shit about the beret, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nah. I mean, TV, you might get some TVV berets and shit or something. But, yo, I would love to see the winner of Mayer and Bumgarner. Woo, I love that fight in itself, but the winner of them against McCaskill. McCaskill reminds me of Sergio Martinez with all the hands down, rolling his shoulders, picking and popping kind of style.
I like it.
Still more wild than Martinez.
Definitely more wild. But you see where I'm going with it, right? With the hands down and leaning all forward and all that crazy shit. But I like it, man. And if she wants to step down, she feel like it's more work. But I'm with y'all, man. If she really wants that smoke, you see Clarissa Shields. But I guess if you want to get paid, yeah, Chicago with the Irish. Come on now. Chicago with the Irish and the Mexican contingency. Oof. That's a good
era. Bro, like think about it. Think about it. If they wanna, if they gonna say, oh, well, you know, Katie this and the champion, and bro, let it be St. Patty's Day weekend. They dye the whole fucking river green, bro. Like Chicago has the second largest Irish population in the country. You get what I'm saying? So I don't think it would be as much of a hometown advantage for Jessica. You get what I'm saying?
They dig up Mayor Daley and bring him out. You dig for the Irishman in Chicago, right? You old enough to remember Mayor Daley?
Yeah. Father and son. Ain't he doing some time? I thought he was doing some time.
Well shit, they'll give him the fight behind bars because the Irish people will be supporting Taylor just because she's Irish.
No question and, about
know,
it.
That's how boxing is tribal, man. So make that fight happen. You know, Cash App TBV for the little fee. Cash App me a little bit of something, too. And yeah, man, I ain't going to hold up the line, man. It's beautiful as always to talk with y'all brothers, always grinding so hard, man, for this thing of ours, man. TBV is the motherfucking greatest, and so am I. King Amina Best 61 on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm out.
Amin, thanks for calling in.
We got a few people on Discord.
Venom, what's up?
You are doing it yourself.
What up, Venom?
We hear you.
Yo, I just want to talk about the Robert Garcia. I think he is underrated. You know, he's turned a lot of fighters' career around, like Brandon Rios, Amner Mares, and what's this other dude's name?
Margarito.
Fuck. Yeah, he just resurged a lot of people's career, Maidana's. So he's definitely going to help Joshua. And I want to talk about Bam. Bam, if he beats one more, like one of the top four, if he just beats one more, he should be on that pound for pound list. Because then he would have defeated three out of the four kings that were in that generation.
I mean, whoever called those guys kings besides you?
Were they not kings of that of that weight class? For 10 years plus?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Where'd you read that?
I mean, Rung Masai beat Estrada and Chuck Liddell, the only one. And the Chuck Liddell and Estrada beat each other and Rung Masai. They're the top.
I agree with you. And
they're kings, though?
I don't know about the king
kings
part.
Kings of that division?
Yeah. I mean, no, I look, man, I agree. You know, you call them kings. You call them emperors. You call them gladiators. I agree that they were at the top of the division nonetheless. Cuadras always came in on the short stick, right? Like, he could never beat those three, but he was always, like, there. But, yeah, no, I agree. And hopefully it is Estrada. Because, you know, obviously Estrada being the belt holder.
Yeah, but he should probably move back down in a way just to be two division champ, just to make it look better.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like the fight with Estrada's order for his brother, which is why I think it's Chocolatito next. I'm like 90% certain Franco and Estrada's been ordered.
Yeah. But Eddie Hearn did mention that he would like Bam to find the Canelo undercard just for like the exposure.
Hell yeah.
So that would be a good move, just fight a nobody just for exposure.
Don't know about nobody, but yeah.
It's just somebody ranked at least.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. You know, like I've said, man, I like Ioka and Nietes fight in like 2 weeks. I like that fight because those are two of the top, you know, 5-6 guys in the division, 7 guys in the division. So not just would it be a unification, but it would be against top level, you know, competition. So I wouldn't mind that, whether it's in the U.S. or Japan. But we do appreciate your call, champ. Thank you for calling in. Who we got next?
We have a Mr. Jay Benitez on Discord.
James Benitez.
What up, James?
Oh, what's up? That's what's up, Danny. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Oh, okay.
I mean, you don't sound the greatest. Get you on the road. On the road again.
Nah, I'm just Nah, I'm just in the grocery store, man. In his grocery store. Anyways, man, last night was some good fights and everything, man. I was telling people about MJ, man. And look, I think MJ's going to be Fulton's toughest test. And I'm even putting money on it that MJ might upset the apple cart and even beat Fulton, man, when that fight's made. Also, Mayor, man, old girl took a dive in that fight, man. That was a shit fight, man. You talk about when you want to throw her name in the names with Clarissa Shields. And
who you talking about? You saying you trying to say Hamadouche took a dive?
Come on, bro.
How'd she take a dive when they was banging the whole fight? Fuck?
Man,
bro,
shit,
boxing
man.
Fans
look,
will come up with any team.
Bruh, she was having good moments against fucking Mayer and shit like that.
I mean, agree. It is a fight.
She was being held too much.
It is a fight, oh, man, player.
Man, stop. Let's cut the shit, man. Look,
no, you're right, man.
I don't know what a manager paid underneath the table, man. But look, that she should retire from boxing, man, for just goddamn putting a ring like that. That's just embarrassment.
Retire
just
from the sport. Wow.
Come on, man. Look, man, Mayer gets stopped by Clarissa Shields. Clamara would get stopped by Taylor. She's not on their level, man. That's all I got to say.
Hold on. Did you just say that Mayer would? Did you just say? I might have misheard you. I'm not trying to be funny. Did you just say that Mayer would get stopped by Clarissa Shields?
Yeah.
Fucking right. I said it, man. Like, look, man. Like, let me ask you this, Danny, man. You're so worried about, you're like, oh, I don't like the fight because Clarissa be coming down the weight. So, no. Normally, when fighters are actually naturally heavier and everything, they won't be a harder puncher. So I wouldn't be surprised if Clarissa Shields do fucking stop her, especially with all the animosity that's been built up over the years.
I just like, at what weight would that fight happen? Because you do know that they currently fight 30 pounds, of, you know. So man, it's just a fight I've
big,
never.
Who's
I've,
the biggest star?
Go ahead.
Who's the biggest star of the sport? Who's the biggest star of the sport? If they want to talk all that shit, they need to come up and meet Clarissa halfway. So why not maybe meet her in the 150s?
I'm not.
That's why.
Okay, that's pretty
you're
high.
You're not condoning that.
That's pretty high. You know, I just don't. It's kind of the same shit with the. Well, not the same because I didn't know that. Clarissa had said she'd come to 147, but it was kind of what I was getting at with Jessica. Like, I just didn't see it realistic given the weight difference. But. Mm-hmm. I'm all for great fights. Don't, you know, let's not get it fucked up. I want great fights just like everybody else want great fights.
I think everybody's starting to see that you don't want Shields and McCaskill.
Well, no, I was saying that prior
That's
to,
what I meant to say,
I was
bad.
Saying that prior I was saying that prior to you showing me the you know, the video of her saying that she'll come to 147. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, I just didn't think it was a realistic thing because of the weight. Yeah. But if she's saying that she'll come to 147, then why not? Just like if Maya says, I'll come to 147 and meet Clarissa there. Yo, if that's what you want to do, then by all means, I'm not mad at it.
Danny, what you buying? Yeah. To rent a Tesla or you buying one?
Bro, I'm trying to find us a fucking vehicle for this road trip.
Yeah, definitely.
A Tesla from where? From Turo? Nigga, who paying for that? He want to get a Tesla from Turo.
Man, the people paying for it, man. You know we're going to super chat and show y'all
what?
Love.
What?
We're going to talk, Ness. I was just thinking, you know, I'm trying to think of, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, this Tesla, you ain't got to pay for gas.
Uh-huh.
They ain't got no mileage. The wear and tear.
But what if we ain't got a gas, electric gas station along the way? We just on the side of the road.
No, there is, bro.
We just on the side of the road.
Hey, but real quick, Bam, man, I don't really like, I ain't like what Eddie Hearn said, but he was like, yeah, fights at 108, 112, 115. Yo, all them fights right there, Bam's the favorite in, man. Bam will run through all those divisions. Unless he's trying to build up another, like, future Pacquiao or whatever, I get that. Other than that, man, Bam, only true test is at 118, man, with a new way, man. And shit, hopefully next year, man, Bam keeps on doing his thing, he can get that fight. Also, Ray Ford, he had a good performance last night. They talking about trying to line them up with a former champion or whatever, or even a current champion possibly, man. Who do y'all think is next for his future, man? And shout out to y'all, man, and shout out to the people. I'm out, man.
Next for Raymond Ford.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't rushing for it.
Yeah, he's young. I don't know. I liked what I saw last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was evident that he's been improving, that he's been developing
mm-hmm.
and growing as a fighter, and I'm great with that. you know, 23 years old, what's the rush? You know, there's no rush. It ain't no race. It ain't no competition. He's only been pro 3 years. You know, let it be what it is.
True.
Who we got next?
Hawk on Discord.
Hawk in that place they call
Maryland.
Hawk in Maryland. Holy shit. Great show. Yes, Dan and Brandon, I'm out. SDS promotion. Yo, y'all hear me? We hear you. All right. I got to, you know, I got to get that last pull in right before I say it. Anyway, man, y'all boys been lighting it up. I'm gonna tell you, man. I got to shout out, Ringwalk. First of all, Yo Ness, and what's up, Ringwalk?
What up, Hawk?
What up?
BBB number one. Hit the like and subscribe. But yeah, man, Danny. I sat down last night, man. That was a hell of a card.
It was, man. No, I enjoyed it.
I was not going to watch that fight card.
It was decent.
It was. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a couple of fights that that really was nice. That was like you said, decent. But that fight with before I say shouting out Danny on it, man, I'm with Ness. I just don't watch the little guys. And the only reason I don't, it's a couple of reasons I don't, but it seems like they always go in 12 rounds. And I just don't want to be, you know, sometimes I want to, but it's like they be hitting each other with all that stuff. You see the heavyweights try to hit each other, not heavyweights, but middleweights and stuff, but they don't seem to do nothing to each other. You know, they be hitting, they be having some vicious competitions, don't seem to do.
Hey, Hulk.
That's nice.
Hulk. Yeah. This is me just not being funny, just me being for real. But, yo, the reason for that, you know, there is a certain amount of force required to produce that knockout.
No. Believe me, I understand fully on the whole thing. No, I was just explaining why.
No, I know. But what I'm saying, the reason I said that, so many people in the chat been saying the same things or in the comments, and you know, that's why. Okay. But you know, sometimes we get those type of fights like Chocolatito that we just get 12 rounds of banging action, and other times we get shit like last night. So I'm going to let you carry on with your call.
No, Danny Walk, Ring Walk, respect to you. I understand what you're saying as far as the power the little guys got. It just wasn't for me, I guess, the little guys. But yesterday was worth it. I'm going to relook at these fights when they come up, because the thing that I respected was, I didn't even really know the guy. It was Bam Bam?
Yeah, Bam Rodriguez, yep.
Oh, my goodness. The dude... At the 12th round, I could have swore I heard Garcia tell him to box. He went for the kill. That's what I'd be wanting to see out of those guys. And that's what he gave. I kind of thought he could have turned it up and took him out in the 11th. I was thinking he would take him out in the 11th.
No. I think, are you thinking of the Akhmadaliyev fight? Because that was a 12th round.
Mm-hmm.
That was a 12th round. Bam Rodriguez, he got the TKO in the 8th.
Yeah.
But the co-main Akhmadaliyev, okay, MJ. Yeah, that was a 12th round, yeah. The Akhmadaliyev.
Yeah, that fight, man, that was nice. But both of those fights were good. Both of those fights are really good. It just made me, reassess it. I will check some of them out, you know, because I liked it. That was nice.
Yeah.
As far as that Canelo. Huh? Go ahead. I'm listening.
I was just going to say, you know, obviously Akhmadaliyev got two of the belts. Steph Fulton got the other two. You know, Steph came out. He say he want that fight next. He say it's easy work. Shakur supported that. He said it's easy work. He say Steph going to be undisputed. So
we'll
I'm
see.
With that. I'm with that. Fulton, yeah.
Like, but yeah, like, you were saying about Canelo Triple G?
Oh, yeah. Canelo Triple G. The thing with the Canelo Triple G, I can't go off of his fight with Bivol, because he just can't beat Bivol. It's nothing he could have did to beat Bivol. I don't see nothing he will be able to do to beat Bivol. It's just the style matchup, the style matchup.
Right,
you can see it in his
writing that man off for one fight. He written off.
No, I'm not writing them off. I'm telling you, as far as Bivol goes. I was saying this before the fight, as far as Bivol was the best, and I didn't expect nobody to fight him. Hmm. Then Canelo signed the fight. I called him plenty of times telling y'all I didn't think nobody would sign to fight Bivol. But I just don't think Canelo can beat Bivol. That's all. But as far as going back to Triple G, I think he's going to knock Triple G out. Hmm. Only thing is, I'm not used to hearing Canelo
upset. He tight, man. Yeah, he got something to prove. Everybody think he a loser now.
Oh, he ain't a loser. No. He's still top of the list for me. Nah, he's still top of the list for me. He shouldn't even move from his position, but I mean you gotta move because you didn't get the loss. But he did go up and I just think the guy was too big for him. He's too big and he's too skilled of a boxer at that weight. That's all. You know what I mean? If they were really, really naturally bigger with Canelo put a little more on him. I just think Bivol was a spectacular boxer. But this Triple G fight, yeah, I can't wait for this one because Canelo sounds serious. Triple G looks serious. And but Triple G ain't no walk in the park. He ain't no walk in the park. I think Canelo can clip him and take him out. Though.
He about to get walked like a dog getting walked in the park, I tell you that. Who next?
Clip.
Okay. I see that we got absolutely no one. My name is Nestor Gibbs. Catch me on the next one. Gotta go. Yo, I see you in Miami. Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk. You got 5 seconds.
5.
In the meantime,
4.
You can follow Nestor Gibbs at NestGTO on Instagram and Twitter.
1.
You can follow Nestor Gibbs at Nestor Gibbs on TikTok and YouTube.
Yo, and if there's any contractors out there, DM me. Anybody that is a general contractor, if you do ceramic tiling, you do drywall, you do plumbing, electrical, gardening, replastering the pools, tiling, hit me up, baby. Let's make some money.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
We got 305 raising their hand.
Hey, 305. Remember, you got to be in Las Vegas. Don't be coming all the way from Cali asking me to pay your gas. What up?
Hey, Ness. This is Anthony. It's been a while. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. With a Bam and me and my friend were talking about this fight before it happened. She wanted Rungvisai to win. I wanted Bam to win. And I said, the way Rungvisai fights can catch up to him very fast because he likes to come forward and that type of style can wear you down quickly. Am I correct?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what happened with Bam. Bam has skills, but that style that Rungvisai fights caused him to wear down faster than he was supposed to. That's what happened with Nonito and Monster as well. So in essence, the same things happened to two different fighters against young fighters because of the style they fought. You agree?
Yeah. I mean, I can see the similarities.
I do believe, though. I do believe, though. It's a style thing. Like styles do make fights. So it's like, yeah, he fought that style and lost. But if both fighters have also fought that style and won and been successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I really just think it matters on.
You guys know how serious MJ's injury is with his hand? Does he need surgery or can it heal up by itself?
Honestly, I haven't seen nothing official on that injury, so I can't speak on, what it is, how bad it is, and no time frames or nothing like that. Ness, have you seen anything? Yeah, so, neither one of us have seen anything, so can't speak on that, sorry.
Yeah, when it comes to the MJ-Fulton fight, for me, with Inoue saying a monster saying he wants to move up. For me, I can see him. The fight realistically, I can see happening for Inoue is not Steven, Cool Boy. I can see MJ first because that style matches up better with Inoue than Steven because Steven's a little bit bigger. Do you guys agree? And that can cause serious issues for Inoue being that he's so short.
I mean, I would recommend him to test the weight at a different division anyway because he's moving up so many divisions already. I mean, test the weight with a different fighter anyway instead of going straight into a Fulton.
I actually wouldn't mind.
Or MJ?
I honestly rather see him go down and wait because
just fight Bam.
You know, it's not even just Bam. It's just I really have an issue with him skipping 12 when fucking Chocolatito was there, when Gallo was there. I don't like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Go back down. The motherfuckers is at 15 now. Go back down and test yourself at least against one of them.
And when it comes to Bam's next fight, I would rather see him go against El Gallo, but being that he just said after that fight that he wants his brother to do that instead of him.
Well, that fight
he goes back down to 110.
That fight's been ordered. The WBC ordered the they ordered the Gallo and Josh Franco fight. I think he stays at 15 and Chocolatito's first in line. You know, Bam won the title against Cuadras. It was a vacant title, meaning that he has to make two mandatories. So hopefully we see. We just saw Soren Visa. Hopefully we see Chocolatito next. That would say a lot, given that he's only 22 years old and fighting three top guys in that division.
Brooklyn Jew is coming through your town.
Let's get to it.
When you see old dirty bastards on a position like that, then you know that'll get
ready to
bust your...
I love my TVV, comrades.
It's about TheBoys.com.
Listen, man.
What?
Goddamn Spider Crab, goddamn Sal Shane. That's all I need, and I'm good.
SDS Promotion.
Yo, y'all hear me, right? Y'all hear me?
What up? Hear you, man.
Is this
hey,
you?
Listen, man. Yeah, it's me. I love my TV.
We can't hear you.
Let's get to it. Listen, man. You hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm going to tell y'all right now. I saw the fight. Yo, y'all call him Bam Bam. I got three names from him. I call him Poppy Angles, Mr. Spin, the Fast and the Furious, and let me tell y'all something. You all know 112. You know there's a club called 112. You know there's a group called 112. Add three, you got 115. That dude is nice, only at 22. And when you saw that fight, it was like a dude in a Toyota turf cell at the light. And now dude got a Bugatti at the light. Shit go 312. Killed him with speed. Killed him with angles. That dude is nice, man. Hey, listen. If he got to stay at 115. Fuck that 112 shit, right? Fuck the club, fuck the group. But if he stay at 112, if he stay at 115, if he could be Chocolito, he's in the pound for pound. Yo, he only 22. Only 22. Look at all these great up-and-coming fighters we got in boxing. We got Bam Bam. Dude's under 25. Yo, we got... Yo, the dude, if you love boxing, he was catching Kit Kat, sorry, all type of crazy things, man.
You are?
We thought Soren God was gonna work on that body. He said, fuck that, going toe to toe. Let me say, outbox this man. He stopped him. It was too much, man. Dude is nice, man. I can't wait to see who he gonna fight next. And yo, Stephen Fulton, Bam Bam, they coming, y'all. They coming. They gonna be the pound for pound king. They going to be the new pound for pound kings. And like Brandon, the people champ said, if he could get Fulton against Inoue, Bud versus Crawford, and all that, Usyk versus Tyson, he could die a happy man. Right now, love boxing. Yo, what the fuck going on this week?
What?
That was a great night, man. Skill pure skill.
You breaking up pretty heavy, fans.
That's for your skills. Yo, peace, man. But like I said, I'm fucking with Bam Bam. I'm fucking with Mr. Spin. Poppy Angels Peace, man. I'm in Mississippi going to go.
That explains your lack of service. You're in the South.
You sound like dog shit. Who next?
We got a 707 on Blog Talk.
707. I feel like we just went there.
Hello.
Bush Doctor, what up?
Shout out TBV. Shout out Ness and Danny. Yo, Bam is a motherfucking star. I think you guys are right. A star is born. That was a fucking beatdown last night. And I think Canelo's going to serve a beatdown to Triple G, man. Canelo's coming off that loss, man. He's angry. He needs to make a statement. So that's going to be a good one. But another thing I wanted to do is shout out Pita, man. Like, he's being overlooked, man. He was in the corner for Bam. Like, shout out that kid. He's a young, up-and-coming trainer. And I just want to give him his props too, man, because that was a really good job and a big thing for him to do last night too.
I just want to remind everybody that Pita played head trainer for the second half of camp with Bam, as Robert Garcia was in the UK with Anthony Joshua. So absolutely got to tip your hat off to him.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's an up and coming trainer we're witnessing now. You know, some following in the footsteps of a family. So salute that and shout you guys out. Peace.
Boys, doctor, bro. Thank right. you.
Who next?
Doesn't look like anyone else is on Discord.
So my name is Gotta Go. My Catch name us on the next one.
Is Danny Alvarez. Ringwalk Danny, as y'all know me. Make sure to follow. But make sure to follow.
Yo, we got super chats.
Make sure to, actually.
You got the super max because I think we left
I got you. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you are following us on social media as well.
Yeah, because Shakur said we can't go to Houston until we over 150,000. And I'm talking to BoMac, know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo, you know what's going to happen if you come over here. And I'm like, as long as y'all don't kick me out, anything could go down. I'm bring my gear. You know what I'm saying?
And a chessboard.
But they said same thing. Nah, bud, don't talk to people with less than 150K.
BX Don 122 with a $5 super chat saying Franco versus Estrada August 20th and Estrada Cuadras Kit Kat Chocolatito Four Kings for a decade to the hardcores who watch 118 and under. Yeah, man. I have to agree on that. I really do. We got Mike Tyson with a $2 super chat saying,
where you from, Danny? In Chicago.
Yeah, I'm a over east, baby. If you know, you know.
What is that?
Just where I'm from. I'm from over east.
Over in the east?
Over east.
Call you the beast of the east?
I'm a over east, baby. James Benitez with a $2 super chat saying, rumored Pitbull versus Rolly next. Any truth to that? We would not know.
They ordered that other one versus Rolly, versus Pitbull. Ryan versus Pitbull. So I think Pitbull's going to wait for that, bro. Mm. For real, for real.
But, Ness, that is all the super chats.
Danny!
It looks like that is all the callers. I'm Marine Walk Danny. It's my boy, Nesta Gibbs, Ness GTO. Follow us, fuck with us. We out. Tomorrow morning, peace. 6 a.m. Pacific. We back.
Here's to the great American settlers. The millions of you who settled for unsatisfying jobs because they pay the bills. Of course, there is something else you could do if you got something to say. Start a podcast with Spreaker from iHeart and unleash your creative freedom. Maybe even earn enough money to one day tell your old boss, hey, I'm no settler. I'm an explorer. Spreaker.com. Spreaker. Hustle on over today.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, askmepeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.